Republicans demand audits for astonishing level of potential Obamacare enrollment fraud. By Sean Moran on June 29, 2024. House Republican committee chairs on Saturday demanded audits for an astonishing level of potential Obamacare enrollment fraud. Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, RO, Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith, RMO, and Energy and Commerce Committee Chairwoman Kathy McMorris Rogers, RWE, called on government watchdogs, such as the Government Accountability Office, GAO, and the Inspector General at the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, to investigate an astonishing level of potential Obamacare enrollment fraud, citing a report from the Paragon Health Institute. The conservative think tank released a report that found that as many as 5 million Americans may be incorrectly receiving Obamacare or Affordable Care Act, ACA, insurance subsidies. The House Republican leaders contended, the scale of the problem suggests malicious intent. They called for the watchdog organizations to conduct a systemic review of enrollment. Kaiser Family Foundation Health News, or KFF Health News, also recently reported that health brokers may have falsified information to enroll customers or wrongly switch customers between plans without their knowledge or consent. Even some Democrats, such as Senator Ron Wyden, D.R., the chair of the Senate Finance Committee, have demanded information about enforcement to protect Americans from these brokers. The Washington Post reported. The focus on potential ACA fraud comes as lawmakers continue to wrestle over the health law and how to fund its programs. Democrats have celebrated sign-ups through the ACA, with President Biden at Thursday night's debate touting that more than 40 million Americans are covered through its insurance marketplaces and its Medicaid expansion. Republicans have countered that the program's purpose has been distorted, and that Democrats have been too generous in providing federal subsidies for private health insurance. It's stunning how little has been done to date looking at these issues. Paragon President Brian Blase, a former Trump White House health policy official, said. Blase said that this amount of potential fraud could cost $20 billion in 2024. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.